With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and very, very pleased now to be joined by Adam Kukuru. And Adam is the District Director for the Cape Ann Veterans Services Organization. Adam, welcome to MSO, and how are you?
Rick, good to hear from you. I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. And Veterans Day, along with Memorial Day, are two very, very special holidays near and dear to my heart. I'm a veteran. My dad was an Iwo Jima survivor, did three tours in Vietnam after that. I want to ask you, Adam, given all the things that are going on right now, and it seems as though with COVID taking so much of our time and efforts and getting into our brains and everything else, that doesn't change the need for veteran services. And I'm wondering if you could maybe give me a little update as to how things are on Cape Ann, because, you know, we don't seem to have anything in the paper about veterans returning home anymore. And for a long time, rightfully so, that was, you know, in the headlines. So what's the status right now of let's call it new veterans, the younger generation?
Sure. So one of the things I think last time we spoke last year about Veterans Day is one of the things I like to say about our office is busy's good. Unfortunately, with the COVID pandemic, busy has not been as good.
Mm-hmm.
Busy has been the effects to our veterans in our community. Due to the effects of the COVID, everything from physical to mental health to social isolation to loss of employment, there has been a full-fledged effect in our community across the board related to COVID. Some of the programs we've worked with recently have been working with Senior Care on creating a satellite location for frozen foods for our seniors 16 and over, where they can register with our office, and we've partnered with Senior Care to get those frozen items and perishable items out to our 60-plus community. We've partnered with the Manchester American Legion to do a drive-by perishable and non-perishable pickup every other Wednesday at the Manchester American Legion for all our veterans of food, and that is sponsored by the Patriots Foundation and the Veterans Northeast Outreach Center. Both locations have been focused on providing nutritional resources to our veterans and seniors during this difficult time. We've had a lot of veterans that have lost employment, but at the same time, we have a lot of businesses in the Cape Ann area looking for employees. So it's matching up the right veterans with the right employer and getting them back to work. Mental health is huge in our community right now, as a lot of folks have been really good at handling the stay-at-home orders. On the other end, mental health has been taking a toll. A lot of our veterans, part of their mental health staying healthy is their involvement in the community, whether it be volunteering or meeting with veterans for coffee. That is a vital aspect to their mental health, and being unable to fulfill those needs is really created a void in our community and a little distress on our veterans community. So we've been, you know, fully active in our community during this pandemic, fully available as if we, if there was no pandemic, and addressing all the needs of our community as best we can during this pandemic, and doing everything we can not only to help our veterans but to help their families and to help our community during these unprecedented times.
Yeah, it seems to lay another layer of stress on, as you mentioned, and so many veterans I know. Personally, several who are experiencing PTSD, and this has added that extra layer. And you know, in hearing you talk, Adam, about community involvement and so on, I have to ask the question, do your services, is there an outreach also to spouses? Because I'm guessing that so many veterans, whatever age, you know, they know that there's an extra layer of stress, and sometimes that affects the wife or the husband, whatever the case may be. So are veteran services involved with that also, or is there a way to help those who are having trouble?
we can kind of assess. We are here. We work with all our community partners. We may not be the best resource for certain issues, whether mm-hmm. it be for a veteran or for their family member. Mm-hmm. We live in a really unique state where Massachusetts has so many resources out there. Veteran services are not always the best for every particular case.
Right.
But we work as with all our community partners. So we can definitely work as a source of triage for any kind of
there you go.
Any kind of issue that arises, whether it be with the veteran, whether it be with the family. If someone wants to reach out to our office, we will do our best regardless to try to, if we can't help, to point them to one of our community resources. One of the benefits of having a full-time veterans office is that we have a lot of time working with community partners, training with community partners. So we're aware of the other resources that
Excellent.
The community can provide, mm-hmm. and we can certainly make that connection.
I get you. That's so important, and the triage thing is so someone, a veteran could talk to you and say, hey, I got this, that, or the other thing, and you can say, well, here's a number, or here's a website, go try that. Adam, if you had a magic wand and could say, okay, I've got unlimited funds, this is what I need for more help, but this is what I need to do, what are some of the things that you're striving for in terms of getting greater resources or more help for yourself and for what you do?
We have a wonderful community. A lot of the things we're able to do, we do through the support of donations from the community. It's continuing to do outreach, continuing to show our veterans that they're appreciated. A lot of the donations that come into our office, we utilize to host events, to host, or you know, pre-pandemic host breakfasts and gatherings. We do a veterans networking group every Friday that's open to all veterans, all community members to come together and just kind of chat over a cup of coffee. We hold different functions. We hold a Army-Navy football game for all our veterans. The community's welcome to come out and watch. We have veterans that are in their 60s and 70s playing flag football. We had a veteran that we just lost this year, Austin Dorr, who was a Korean War veteran, who'd come out every year and do the coin toss with the mayor. We have, you know, Army-Navy football jerseys that we've purchased for the office for our veterans to wear. We do care packages. We had masks made, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes. These are all things that we're able to do because of the continued support of our community, because of the donations that continue to come in from our community. So the biggest thing, you know, on the wish list is just being able to continue to support our community, being able to get that outreach, especially to the Vietnam veteran population, because again, that's still a continued generation that, you know, 50 years later, they feel kind of short-sighted. They were treated poorly when they came home, and it is a full-fledged effort of our community to kind of change that mindset, that 50-year mindset that, you know, our community does appreciate their service, that they changed the world in how the Afghan and Iraq veterans were treated coming home, because they stood up for those veterans coming home, and they said, listen, you can be against these conflicts, but you can't be against the young men and women that are going over there to fight. And that's where you got that support, the troop mentality. But, you know, for them, their battle every day is, you know, it's been 50 years that they were treated poorly, and that feeling hasn't left them.
I'm
working towards changing that.
Yeah, I'm a veteran of that era. I did not have to go to Vietnam. My next-door neighbor did. He still is a victim of Agent Orange and so on. And it's interesting. I'm glad you pointed that out because, for example, my dad, when he came home from Vietnam after his final tour, was a BU ROTC instructor. And he was walking down the streets of Boylston Street in 1970 or 71, thereabouts, and kids were spitting on him. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, this is my dad here. And that has changed, thank goodness. And you're right about the Vietnam veterans. And we're an older group now. Not that I'm a Vietnam veteran, but I'm in that generation. We are an older group. And it's good to hear that you, you know, you point them out and pay particular attention, as I know you do to everyone. Adam, Veterans Day is a time when That little place over there by the high school sort of lights up with all kinds of activities, as it does on Memorial Day, and people look to you. And I know that you're active. I see your name in the paper a lot, and what you do for the veterans in this community. But Veterans Day is a time that's a little bit special, and people can take a stop and sort of take a look around and see who your neighbor is and so on. What does Veterans Day mean to you as the director, and maybe the curtailed activities, if there are any, maybe you could talk about those.
Sure. Veterans Day is our day where we really can get together as a community to show our support for all our veterans, regardless of where and when they served. It is our community's opportunity to come together to recognize not only their service, you know, in the military, but their service afterwards, all the wonderful veterans we have that make and have continued to make our great community what it is. You know, our veterans, when they got home, they took predominant roles throughout our community as superintendents of schools, of principals, of teachers, postal workers, mailmen, firefighters, police officers, in politics. Service didn't end for a lot of our veterans. They continue to serve, and it is really an appreciation for their military service as much as it is appreciation for the wonderful communities we have.
And are there activities still available this Wednesday?
Sure. So, obviously, the pandemic and the restrictions placed on us made this year a little difficult. One of the things we typically do with our veterans is we go into the schools and read to all the school children. We read a book called Veterans, Heroes in Our Neighborhoods, and we bring all those veterans I just mentioned with us into the schools. We weren't able to do that this year, but this gave us a unique opportunity to bring the school children to those veterans. And we had the fire and police departments, the Coast Guard, and a couple veterans in our communities that are coaches, myself, parents, make some videos. And we put that on our Cape Ann Veterans Services YouTube channel. And it was shared with all the school children. So, you know, the police department did it in front of their cruisers. Fire department did it in their fire station. So it was a really unique opportunity to get that different experience to our students. Tomorrow, we are very fortunate to have the support of 1623 Studios, who did a virtual Veterans Day ceremony. Very similar to what we would have had at the Gloucester High School in the auditorium, but this time it'll be aired on 1623 Studios YouTube and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Our guest speaker this year was Gloucester Police Chief Ed Connolly, who was a U.S. Army Ranger who parachuted into Panama. Very unique story. And again, it shows our appreciation to not only the military service of our veterans, but how they continue to serve our communities. Because we were fortunate to do a pre-recorded Veterans Day ceremony that will be aired, it gave us an opportunity to focus on another important aspect of the community that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the nursing homes. So tomorrow, in lieu of having a physical Veterans Day ceremony, we're doing a drive-by parade to Seacoast Nursing Home and to Denmar Nursing Home in Rockport. And the community is invited to join with us. We'll be meeting up at 9:45 at the O'Malley parking lot. And we'll just be driving by and just waving to our veterans. We can't have contact with them because we know they're the most vulnerable demographic. Our seniors are our most vulnerable demographic during this pandemic, but we want to continue to show our support. We had blankets made with all the branch logos and socks made with our office logos, and all five of the elementary schools made cards for the veterans. They're going to be reading cards for the next month. They made so many lovely cards for all the veterans in the nursing homes. And it's just going to be another way that we continue to celebrate our veterans and celebrate our community together.
And you know how much that means to veterans, especially those older guys, as you mentioned, and gals in the nursing homes. My final question, Adam, is twofold. We're going to end with best ways to contribute and to aid your services. But before that, it just comes to mind that people are still, veterans are still coming home. They're still coming home from Afghanistan, Afghanistan in particular. And some of these are young kids, some are not so young. And I'm reminded of former President Bush down in Texas, who hosts these barbecue parties for to recognize people coming back. If we have families in Gloucester of returning veterans, what's the best way for them to avail themselves of your services and to learn more about it?
Just get in touch with our office. Make that connection. It starts with our office. We have a lot of veterans that come home, whether they were on a positive note leaving the military or whether it wasn't such a positive note. Either way, you know, we've been able to help. For those veterans that need assistance with the VA, we've been able to make that connection. For veterans that just need to feel connected to the community, I've mentioned some of the things we do, and it's really the biggest thing, you know, especially being part of that generation of the last two wars of Afghanistan and Iraq, it is hard to feel connected to the community once you return home. You definitely feel alone. You don't feel like there's a lot of people that can relate, and, you know, that's completely wrong. There are so many people here in our own generation and generations before us in the community, you know, that do care, that do support our veterans. A lot of people in our community want to thank a veteran. They just don't know how. And it just starts with just treating veterans like people and being thankful for their service and just being the brothers and sisters that we are as a community and working together.
Next time we talk, Adam, I want to talk more about that, about the human touch. And I know that when I was in the service, and I know my dad, all we could think about was getting home. We just wanted to get home. So I appreciate exactly what you've been saying. Any final comments, Adam, that you'd like to mention about Veterans Day?
Just like to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day. And, you know, for those veterans that are near and dear to us, you know, share your love with them. They appreciate it. You know, keep in mind all those veterans that are struggling both physically and mentally, even before this pandemic, especially during this pandemic. Keep those veterans in mind that are isolated in our nursing homes, and definitely keep in mind our veterans that are homeless and struggling.
Very noble endeavor, Adam. Thank you very much. That's District Director Adam J. Kukuru, who is the Director for KPAN Veterans Services. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.